anybody want to share this time?
Avram's out there and honor his kids. They should have good and Zavuk. Yeah, you can read it. You want to say it?
When comes this year?
Okay. So this year is sponsored by Rav Avram Zachter. Ari, if you could tell me who is sponsoring it. Well.
Hey, Josh, can read it. Josh, read it.
No, just help me.
In honor of his parents for Simcha.
In honor of his parents for Simcha and for health, Yisrael Yitzchak ben Eliezer Reihu, Reim Baba Shev Baruch, for children, Simcha, Briyas, Parnasim, Shalom, and Ziv, Vugim, Hagunim, Bekarev.
Amen.
Mit Hashem Yitzchak. Rav Avram. So, before we go weiter, there's something important to say. The part that people don't want to hear. People who say, and I've heard this so many times, well, my Rav says, you know that the end of that sentence is going to be a heter, not an iser. My Rav says, I could do this. My Rav says, we could do it. Now, could be Rav says, you could do it. Could be he does. But have you ever gone to a Rav and you asked him a halacha that you wanted to, whatever it was, and he said no and you listened? Or you ran to the next Rav to get your heter? So it's important to note that every Rav has certain heterim that raise eyebrows. Like one of the things I tell the Oilam. You're allowed to daven mincha till 35 minutes after Shkia l'chatchila. The Mishnah Berurah says, after if you're going to miss a minyan, better to do a minyan, better to daven b'yachidus before Shkia than with a minyan after Shkia. So I'm telling the Oilam not to do like the Mishnah Berurah, because that's what I was makabel at what the halacha is. So everybody has their own psakim that may be. But we don't pick all of the fringe. All the fringe things from each poisik, tamal, chacham, gadol, rishon, and compile those all together and make a sefer out of it and say, look what the rabbanim really are. That's an agenda. An agenda is to show all the pieces that are chedushim. And that's just a ridiculous thing to do. That's you're missing the point. In truth, the whole world is messed up like this. We don't see things in the proper light. We don't see things in the proper light. We look at the world in such a funny fashion. As I told you, I heard one Rav get up and say over a Rabbi Hirsch. What did Rabbi Hirsch say? I could almost not say it over. Rabbi Hirsch was saying that the reason why Esav became Esav was because Yitzchak and Rivka gave chinuch to Yaakov and Esav the same way. So therefore, Esav became Esav because of Yitzchak and Rivka. If they treated Yaakov and Esav the same way, they didn't do chanak lanar pidakai, that's how Esav became Esav. That teaches us that we have to have chinuch. It's the most ridiculous, wrong comment to say. Terrible. You're talking about Yitzchak Avinu. You have no clue who Yitzchak Avinu was. He was an Oila Tamima. Yitzchak Avinu knew very well about Esav's things. He knew Esav's. One second, we have more over there. He knew very well Esav's weaknesses. He knew. He understood. He wasn't a fool. So I asked him. I'm like, why would you say over such a Rabbi Hirsch? He said, "Cause Rabbi Hirsch said it." I said, "Do you say over any other Rabbi Hirsches? Only that Rabbi Hirsch. That's the one." And that's an important thing to harp on. To remind ourselves, we have to understand why do we do things. The answer is we can't handle Judaism. That's what it is. You can't handle Yishkan. You can't handle it. You can't. What can't you handle? If you want to be different, so buy yourself the interesting slippers, but keep the Torah in its pure form. You hear what I'm saying? Having said that, let's start off the sugya, a massive sugya. Source number one, Gemara and Shabbos. We know, before we say the Gemara and Shabbos, I want to speak out. One of the halachas that women get scared themselves with, which we're going to mitzvah Hashem be megal on, is a lady who forgets to light. She didn't light. What should the halacha be? A lady that forgot once the light, so the Ramah brings down in Reish Samach Gimel that what? The whole life of hers, she lights an extra light. That's the halacha. She lights an extra light. Why? It's a knas. Okay? Let's say she's in jail and she couldn't light. And Aynes, Mishabura says she doesn't have to add on. Okay, that's also considered an Aynes if she gets birth in the hospital. Let's see the Gemara over here. Now that we said that this was a goal, let's go through this. This Gemara Shabbos brings down. Armalei Shani Omer Adlokas Nerv Shabbos Chayva. Lighting on Shabbos is a Chayva. The Omer of Nachum Omer Bar Zavda Bar of Zavda. Ramila Omer of Nachum Barava Omer Av Adlokas Nerv Shabbos Chayva. Lighting a ner on Shabbos is a Chiyuv. Lighting an Aaron Shabbos is a chiyuv. Rachitzas yadayim berglayim b'cham b'shabbos b'cham arvis b'shus. Vani ayver mitzvah. My mitzvah was the mitzvah. Dam Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Kach Ibn Hagashal Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi. Shema Mevim Loi. Arv Shabbos Mevim Loi. Reva Mleicham Rechapon Vyav Rav Lo. So we see over here that the mitzvah, or the, more than the mitzvah, of chiyuv to light nearest Shabbos. Next part of the Gemara is five lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, "Vatiznach mishalom nafshi." What does it mean? "Vatiznach mishalom nafshi," nashisi toiva, which means my nefesh, the peace left my nefesh. What does it mean? Peace left my nefesh. My vatiznach mishalom nafshi. Am rabavosu adlokas ner b'shabbos. Adlokas ner b'shabbos left me. So I don't have peace. Why don't you have peace? Why don't I have peace? So let's take a look at two Rashis, important Rashis. We have it. It's a little bit small to read. I apologize for the people who have struggles reading. Rashi says Chayva. Rashi says Kavi Shabbosu. The first Rashi is Kavi Shabbos. She'ein Suuda Chashuva El B'Makom Or Ke'in Yomama. A Suda is Chashuv. This is on source number one in the Rashi. A Suda is only Chashuv when it's done with light. So we see clearly Rashi's understanding that it's because of Kavod Shabbos. And what is the Kavod Shabbos? For the purpose of having a Chashuv a Suda. That's Shitas Rashi. Rashi later on, that's according to Rav Nachum Barav Zavda, that's before Nachum Barav Zavda. It's before Nachum Barav Zavda. It's Abaye, yeah. I mean, it's really Rava. It's really Rava. It's before it's Rava. So Rava is saying that the reason why we, very important, we got Klar. Rava says the reason why we light is for the Suda to be Chash. It's covered of the Suda, because you can't have a Chashva Suda that's not light. But later on, the Gemara brings down from the Pasuk in Echa, Batiznath Mishalom Nafshi, Nashisi Taifa, the Shalom left me. Rashi explains what is the Shalom? Was the Lakas Nar Shabbos, the Gemara said. The Rashi, Shaloi Haya Makaim Lahadlik, three lines from the bottom of that Rashi. You don't have light, you'll stumble when you're going in the dark. So we have two things that we see over here. According to Rav, Rav says, the chiyuv of adlakas ner on Shabbos is a chayva. Why? It's for the covet of Shabbos. What's the covet of Shabbos? It's for your suda. You're no such thing as having a gishmak of suda without light. But then further on, the Gemara brings down, that Rav Avoh explains in the Pasuk and Echa, Batiznach Mishalom Nafshi, that you had no peace, which means they didn't have a Lakas Nar on Shabbos, because what's the peace? You're stumbling in your house, you have no light, it's not Gishmak. That, if you learn up in Rashi, has absolutely nothing to do with the Suda, as Rashi was saying before. That's not a din in the Suda. That's not a din in Shalom Bayis. And that's a very important difference between Rashi and Tosfos.
Rashi has nothing to do with
it. According to Rashi's second pshat, it has nothing to do with the Peshuda. nothing to do with the Suda. Rashi's second shot, the first shot, has to do with that the Suda is not Choshev unless it has oil. That's Rava. But Rav Avoh is saying has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that we don't want people to stumble. Now, we have two shitas. Before we say the Tosfos, let's go over to the Rambam. Because we're going to see in the Rambam, it's going to be a little bit different. We have to ask ourselves a question. A very basic question. Today, is there an actual chiyuv to light? It may be a nice thing too. But let's say Lamaisa, somebody has light on. Should you light or do you not have a chiyuv to light? Well, both of them, one is because of covered the Suda and one because of the Shalom bias. We're not talking about the Shalom bias of getting along with your wife. That's a different sugya. But this is because you want it to house to be lit. But if you're here for you to do it, we'll see. Come along the Rambam. The Rambam seems to be saying similar to both of these ideas. State in Rambam. The Rambam Perkei Halacha Aleph. Hadlakat ner b'shabbat ein rishos. Come on, the Rambam. Rambam wants to say, it's a very interesting lesson. He said, by the way, hadlakat ner in Shabbos is not a rishos. Imrata madlak imrata ein madlak. It's not like if you want to do it, if you don't want to, you don't do it. Now, why in the world would the Rambam have to preface such a thing like that? Like, it's not optional. If you want to, if you want, don't do it. Like, the Rambam is trying to negate people where they think that you don't have to light. V'loy mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah. She'en echayv lirdei fachra. It's not either a mitzvah that you don't have to run after to do it. Ashi yasen until it's done. Going to rubech atzir etay netilas yudaim. El zachayva, meaning netilas yudaim to eat. There's a certain amount of time. There's a certain amount of there's qualifications of how much you have, how far you have to do in order to be able to be mechayv in netilas yudaim. This is a stronger thing. It's a chayva. Funny lashon in the Rambam. Where the Rambam is saying it, and why the Rambam feel? Why does the Rambam have to say that lashon? Don't think it's a rishos. That means there's reason to think that it's not an absolute chiyuv. And even if it is absolute chiyuv, it's not an old situation. That's how the Rambam. Let's read the Rambam again. Hadlakat ner b'shabbos ain't a rishos. It's not an optional thing. Imrata madlik, imrata ain't a madlik. If I want, I can light. If I don't want, I don't have to light. That means you would have thought that that's what it is. V'loy mitzvah, and it's not a mitzvah. She'en echayv lirdei fachra, that you don't have to run after it, as she said, until you do it. Eruvei chatzeres, meaning, if I don't do eruvei chatzeres, so fine, you can't carry, big deal. Oy netilas yadayim l'achila. I mean, don't do netilas yadayim. Either don't eat, or in certain situations you can eat, but the pshat is, you don't have to run after it, so don't eat. Whether men, whether women, are mechuyev to have in their house a lit light on Shabbos. Even if you don't have what to eat, you have to ask on the entranceway. You have to go to people's houses. You have to get oil to light the ner. Why? Come along the Rambam. Shabbos. It's part of Oynik Shabbos. Wow. Well, the Rambam sticking in a word that we did not see before. Oynik Shabbos. Rashi, you're right, Reb Avi. Rashi before said, Kavod Shabbos. Rashi says specifically, it's Kavod for the Suda. Rashi does say the word Kavod Shabbos, but he explained that Kavod Shabbos is for the Suda. Over here, the Rambam is saying that it's a din on Oynik Shabbos. And then the Rambam said, V'chayv l'varach kaydam adlok, v'varach t'shem l'kidam al-chaylam. And the Rambam ends off, you want to know why you have to light with a bracha? Like any other mitzvah that you're chayiv medivrei sofer. Well, again, over here, the Rambam again is sticking in, you know, you have to make a bracha like any other mitzvah that you would need to do midrabanan.
Right, onek Shabbos, you make a bracha on another onek Shabbos?
That's a great question. Ari, you're asking if we have other things to find. Frekt Ari Yalei, Perlman Shlita. If the Rambam is saying that the halacha of lighting is a nichlal in the din of Oynig Shabbos, and Oynig is a mitzvah medivrei soifrim. So every time I do Oynig Shabbos, I have my papitas and I have my new. Lenny, what do you like eating after the Suda? Share the secrets. Any dessert. You have a geshmaka dessert. You have a geshmaka dessert. You have to be l'chayre fright ayalei. Why are the chacham only being kaveh over here if it's mitzad oynik shab? It's a very, very good question. Excellent question. But we see over here, the Rambam again is trying to push a certain, to push away from a certain narrative. Don't say that this is a mitzvah medivrei soifrim, that is not a ma'aseh mitzvah that's mechuyev in a bracha. The Rambam again started off saying, don't say, it's not a rishus. He's saying what it's, don't say it's not a rishus. That you not have to do. And also, don't say it's a za'a mitzvah, it's a type of mitzvah, that this mitzvah is a mitzvah that you don't have to do. If you do, you get a mitzvah. If you don't, you're not bad. No, this is a chiyuv to do. And the chiyuv is to the point that you're mechuyev to make a bracha, like all other mitzvah derabbanim. The Rambam is coming to say that there was another way to look at it, and he wants to negate that we have to know what it is. Over here, it's also interesting to note that the Rambam said the word oynig Shabbos, rather than the word kavish Shabbos. Let's look at the next Rambam. The next Rambam is in Perek Lamed Halacha Hey. This was in Hey, Halacha Aleph. This is in Lamed Halacha Hey. Now, important to know that the Rambam in Perek Lamed Halacha Aleph, the Rambam explains that there are four things on Shabbos. Two are from the Torah, and two are from Divrei Seferim. Torah is Zachra and Shamar. That's Torah. And Divrei Seferim is Kavod and Oynik. The Rambam explains, what is that they cover Shabbos? They should dress with a nice clothing, and you shouldn't wear weekday clothing. You should have different clothing for weekday and Shabbos. One of the things Reb Reuven says, I have to remind my bachurim, my boys, that in Shabbos, a person should never wear any weekday clothing, even if a person feels he has to play sports on Shabbos, which in itself is a very difficult thing to do. But avada, never wear weekday clothing. Weekday shoes on Shabbos is mamish, a big mistake that parents let the kids. I don't know, I just don't understand. What are you doing? Your kids' shoes are going to get ruined? Anyway, Shabbos pays for it. You have a little amuna, just a little, a shred of amuna. Your kids are walking around, they're running around, they're playing basketball in their Shabbos shoes. You're going to forget that a Shabbos Kodesh? Whatever, how, what, why? I don't understand. You don't value that Shabbos is the bracha for the whole week? You just don't know. Said the Rambam, Mesadar Adam Shulchani Be'erv Shabbos. You just set up your table on Erev Shabbos. Va'afal pi shein tzarech el kazayis. Even if you're not going to only eat only a kazayis, you set it up for Shabbos. Let's say a person saying, I'm not eating. Person can't eat. Still set it up. Well, I'll give an example. A person who's eating a big meal by a kiddush. Oh, yeah, yeah. Terrible thing. No, terrible. And he's, I'm not eating at home. First of all, why do you eat at home? But even if a person is not, you have to have your table set. I'm not going to set my table. Shrekloth. Even Mati Shabbos, your table should be set in a nice way. This is something that many, many people don't know. How do you do it? So clean it up, put a little tablecloth on it. People have a minute to light two lights. Even if you're eating something little, it's love a makla, you're escorting the queen. In order to be able to be mechaber Shabbos, when you come in and when you leave. You have to set up your house on Friday because of Kavod Shabbos. You should have a lit candle. And a set table. Lechel to eat. When? When should you have it? When should you have it?
Erev Shabbos.
We see over here, people set their table already when after Shabbos comes in. We see over here an interesting thing that a set table you have, the Rambam is saying that the set table You're doing it on Erev Shabbos. Umitim utzas and the beds made shekol elu chvay Shabbos. And for all these things are for Kavish Shabbos. Frek Rav Chaim Brisker and Stenslach. He said, I don't understand. The Rambam in Perakei Halacha Aleph says that the reason why we light candles is because of Oynik Shabbos. And the Rambam in Perakei Alamed Halacha Hey says that we're lighting it for Kavish Shabbos. Which one is it? So the first thing I want to tell you is, we see in Rashi, Rashi himself is saying, Rashi said, Kavish Shabbos. And Rashi said, Shalom Bayis. Remember that in Rashi? Over here, the Rambam is saying, Oynik. And then the Rambam is saying, Kavit. I want to explain that, why can't it be both? What's the nafkamina is a question. This is source number 4. Says Reb Chaim. Harambam perakim al chashabas rabbeisa. Anybody ever want to learn a lamda shazach that they learned in the yeshivas? This is it. Harambam perakim al chashabas alacha alaf kasav alach is never shabbos chulu. Vechadonash vechadonash chayav liyas b'tayim ner dalak. Everybody has to have ner dalak on Shabbos. Bafilein lamaya chashav zebachal oynik Shabbos part of oynik Shabbos. Paraglamid alacha he kasav v'tarach l'saka beis. You have to set up your house. Because of COVID, So the Reb Chaim is asking not the question what we asked first for the COVID and Einik. He asks it much stronger. He asks, if you look in the Rambam, the first Rambam we had was, the mitzvah is to have a lit ner on Shabbos. The mitzvah is to have a lit ner on Shabbos. The mitzvah is to have a ner dolch chayvli to tame ner dolch b'Shabbos. Okay. And that's in when the Rambam speaks about Oynik. But in the second Rambam, when the Rambam says it's covered, the Rambam doesn't say it's a mitzvah to have a ner dolch b'Shabbos. Says Reb Chaim, when the Rambam says Achiv is of Mibayd Yom, meaning before Shabbos. It's before Shabbos. Why is the Rambam, when the Rambam speaks about Kavir Shabbos, does he say that it's a mitzvah to have it a Ner Dalek Mibayd Yom? Now you're going to say, well, when else are you supposed to light it? Oh, comes along Lenny, Rabbi Yehuda Shlita, and that's your whole name, right? And he says, a Moiridik Achidish in the Rambam, that according to the Rambam, we Al Kapana, we see one thing, that this that the Rambam says, to light a Ner, Erev Shabbos, Mitzad Kovet Shabbos, Kovet Shabbos is the process of coming into Shabbos in a Mechobetik way. You want to know how you're going to Kovet Shabbos? Only when you come into Shabbos in that way. Meaning a person will not yoyse the chiyuv of Kavir Shabbos if he sets his table, as gorgeous as it may be, if he sets it on Shabbos. You weren't yoyse your chiyuv of Kavir Shabbos. A person who goes ahead and sets up his bed on Shabbos, you detracted in Kavir Shabbos. Kavir means the way you are mekabo Shabbos. Let's see the way the Reb Chaim says like Lenny. But kasha, from Chaim, it's also difficult. Ram said you have to light it mevayd yom. Reb Shita, it's pasha. Deich shayach havlok b'shabbos. You can't light on Shabbos. Vadi tarach havlok mevayd yom. You have to light it before Shabbos. Kibun shir Shabbos also lahavlok, because the Shabbos is also to light. V'ner loymer says from Chaim, the halacha is Elohim shnei dinei nefradim. They're totally two different halachas. Says from Chaim, two dinim. This is briska Torah. Two dinim, two different things, two different Rambams. The bechiv adloch yesh neidim. There are two different components, and when you light, chada one mishum oynik Shabbos, v'gam mishum kavish Shabbos. They chaluk b'dinim. They have different laws. The din adloch, the law of adloch, shum mishum oynik Shaykh Rak b'Shabbos Atma. That's only on Shabbos. Oynik Shabbos is only on Shabbos. The Kamay Shar Dinim Shal Oynik Kamay Achil V'Shniyah. Like all other eating and drinking, that's all only Oynik. Masha Enkin, we are added in contrast to Din Avloka. The Din Avloka that the Rabbim says, Perak Lamed, Shum Shum Kvoy Shabbos, Ikur Mitzvah. Now you have to very important to be Medayik in the Lashon of Chaim. Ikur Mitzvah, the focal. The focus, the main ikur, the mitzvah he she yedolah kvar mevoidyon. So covered the way the Rav Chaim says the main. That means Rav Chaim is acknowledging that you also have some covered Shabbos on Shabbos. But the main mitzvah of covered Shabbos is the way you're makabel Shabbos in a mechobedik way. Dezel gam kein covered Shabbos shemesakin tzrachom mevoidyon. You set up everything before Shabbos. The gamim yitur avlok b'Shabbos. Let's say it happened that you managed to do some avlok on Shabbos. You put it on a timer, Shabbos clock. Where Rav Moshe says aser. Why did Rav Moshe say it's aser? We learned why. Because Rav Moshe says that's the worst. The same thing as Amir El Nachmi telling a guy. But we don't go like Rav Moshe in this. But let's say you were able to do it, says Rav Chaim. You didn't do covid. Ein miskayim is that didn't cover Shabbos. Was that with this Shapram Yushav Lashon and Rambam? It answers the Rambam beautifully. The Perkei Ma'ariv Midin Oynik. Perkei is Midin Oynik. So one second, let's stick in something very important. Rashi HaKadosh that says that it's covered Shabbos in order to be able to have your table. What a Rashi move! I want to say a Chiddush in Rashi. Let's go back to the first Rashi that we learned before we go weiter in Reb Chaim. We'll finish Reb Chaim in a moment. Pause in the Rav Chaim, go to Rashi. Rashi himself said that the first Rashi that speaks about the chiv of Kavish Shabbos, Rashi's of lighting Shabbos is Chayva. What does Rashi say? Kavish Shabbos who she'ein tzu'uda chashuva el b'mokim oyer. Asuda is not chashiv only when the earth lights. Well, now, does the Rashi argue with Rav Chaim? Meaning, does Rav Chaim argue with Rashi where Kavish Shabbos is? Or we're going to say, that means, because Rashi is saying it's on Shabbos. Mit din de suda, a chashuv suda is covered for Shabbos. I would like to say that what Rashi really means is oinig Shabbos. The oinig means enjoying Shabbos in an honorable way. This is, the component of oinig is a mechubedika meal. That's also oinig. That's how I want to understand Rashi. Because Rav Chaim is saying this in the Rambam, I don't think there's a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam of what the weir kavod Shabbos is in. You could say that. Or you could say that Rambam also agrees on Shabbos, there's somewhat of lighting. But I would like to say it's also Rashi's really going within Oynet.
Can't be going covered that since you table needs light, so setting a table, like you have to set your table Erev Shabbos also. You can't set it on Shabbos.
You're right, so but it's going with din suda.
Candles is part of the setting the table. That's what you're saying, since a table needs light.
Okay, you can say it like that. I don't know why I don't want to say it like that. You're saying a more glatt way. I'm saying a little bit more slanted. You're right. Rav Avi is saying that it's covered, part of setting up the table. That the table is a chash of a table. So that's what the cover Shabbos is. And I want to say that it's Rashi saying, really, a din oynik. Okay, however you want to say it, but the point is, we see Reb Chaim is saying there's two dinim in the Rambam. So let's finish up Reb Chaim. Again, it was there. Shabbat Reb Yishev Lashon Rambam. This answered the Rambam. The Parakei Ma'ariv Midik Oynik. In the Parakei, he's speaking about oynik. Masha Kosov Sham. Vizeh B'chol Oynik Shabbos. Vizeh Achiv Shayef Dafka B'Shabbos Atma. The chiv of oynig is only on Shabbos, and that's why the Rambam says that your chayv liyas b'beteim ner dolok b'Shabbos. He's not speaking about the lighting; it's speaking about the having a lit ner. Mashaking perak lamish shamayr b'chiv adloka. In the second Rambam, when the Rambam is speaking about the chiv of lighting, midin kavod Shabbos uktemu chaf mahadachol b'adin kavod. We see he's putting in kavod. Masayim sham shakol elu chvoy Shabbos. Okay, kavod shachiv adloka m'va'od yoyim. This is the way Reb Chaim says a beautiful, beautiful tudin. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan, he says a little bit different. He also is bothered by this seemingly stira in the Rambam. Well, it may not be a stira, but the Rambam is definitely saying covenant, and the Rambam is saying oinig, right? Okay, so we're saying it's both. Rav Chaim is saying it's both. He's just explaining. If you wouldn't look at it, you would ask, well, why is the Rambam saying it in two different places? So you're answering that there are two different components. Is your chiyuv, which one is your chiyuv to light on? Is your nafkamina? We have to ask ourselves just another basic question. The way Rashi is learning is shalom bayis in the dark places. Meaning, according to the Rambam is definitely learning when the Rambam is saying that the ner daluk v'shulchan aruch, it seems the Rambam is also going this by your table. Rashi, who brings down that it's shalom bayis, seemingly that he's a is the shalom bayis, that's a third component that not covet, it's not oinik. Is that, are you able to make a bracha on that? What do I mean? Simple question. You're eating by somebody else's house and you're sleeping. So where should you light? A. And B, should you be lighting in your own place, just where you sleep, if you're just sleeping there? Because that's a place where it's not the su'uda. Oh, so you want to say it's Tum Shatam of Rashi? Yeah, 100%. You could say it like that. See, the Rambam, I'm being more masking to you because the Rambam is going by your table. Even by your table, there's two parts. Okay? But meaning in the Rambam doesn't say that pshat. Let's see what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Let's see how the Aruch HaShulchan learns. Beis in the Rambam, in the Aruch HaShulchan. That's its source number 5. The Rambam Atzmai, says the Aruch HaShulchan, Perklamid, and Perklamid, Choshev Ad Lakas Ner, Mekvay Shabbos. He considered, it's Kavay Shabbos. Shekotah Sham, yeah. He says not like, he said clearly that Rashi is going Kavay Shabbos. Yeah, that's what he brings down before. It's true. The Rambam Atzmai Perklam, what?
He talks about the Shabbos, the Bracha and the dessert, whatever. He says, the Einig, he says, Afagata, I'll call Einig Shabbos, Ein Lavan. Yes, it's Kash. Rambam doesn't make a Bracha because it's Einig Shabbos.
Yeah, so he answered with a Takana because of this. But he doesn't say why. He's asking why the Takana in this specific thing. It's a very good question. The Rambam Atzmai, Ram himself says it's because of Kavish Shabbos. He said there should be a lit ner, Shulchan Aruch, a set table, mitu b'tzas, a bed made. The tarvayu is new. You have to say there is both. The b'makom she'ochlan have a mechvoy Shabbos, or v'sharei chadarim have a me'oinik Shabbos. So over here, he wants to say that this that Rashi says in the other parts of the house, not the trip, that's Oynik Shabbos. You know what he's saying in what's it called? This that Rashi says, I would never say that. I would say that it's just Oynik to eat. He's saying the Oynik is not tripping. You see this, Aryeh? The place where you're eating is covered. In the other rooms, it's hard to say. I wouldn't have said that. I would say neither din of shalom bayis, and that's why we light. It's not part of oinik Shabbos. Oinik means you're enjoying a good piece of meat, a good candy. A beer. That's Oynik. Oynik, not the trip. Very, very funny way to look at Oynik Shabbos. This is not for Shalom Nafshi. When you have Ner, you have Shalom. When you have Shalom, Okay. Now, in Halacha Gimel, he says, "Ve'ein ledaktik medivrei Rashi." Don't be medaktik from Rashi. Shem ein oichel mecheder say ein levar chalav lachazu. In Rashi, now we know in the Rambam also doesn't speak about it by oinig of we are, he just says, in the house. But if you want to take Rashi by itself, you're going to say, well, let's say it's where you eat. Maybe that's where I shouldn't make the bracha there. Shere Rashi atme kadosh sham al drasha vidach shal nashi do. What?
The second Rashi.
Again, let me say that again. Don't veil it back to the Rashi shem in echel mechaydes that in levar chal bracha do. That if I'm not eating there, I shouldn't make the bracha. Shere Rashi atme kadosh sham al drasha vidach shal nashi do at bracha nabr shabbos. Which Rashi explained. The Makam Shayna in Shalom Shaylof Nichol, Belpafil Kanshlan Shayne, Vizel Oinik, Arashi Gam Rashi, Loytola Tamba Hilbovat. Vizel Kumasha Kasam, the Shrikhim Shnea Time. Okay, so he wants to say in Rashi, he's covered in Oinik. He wants to say Rashi is covered in Oinik. Is the Rambam covered in Oinik? We want to say it's not Mukhruch like that. You don't have to say something like that. Beautiful. Okay. Yes. Who are you saying that in? The Rambam? My point is that I was asking that I don't think it's Oinik Shabbos, not the trip. That's not what Oinik Shabbos is.
Not just literally the trip, it's like full experience of having a time versus it's in the dark.
And again, Oinik Shabbos by me is an action of doing, not an action of just not having a having. What?
I think it's subjective. It really is subjective at the end of the day. Like, it really is subjective.
Not mamish, because the Rabbim, when the Rabbim teaches up what Oinik Shabbos is, in the Lashon of the Rabbim itself, and you'll tell me, Aryeh, you'll tell me what. No, I don't have the Rambam here, and the Rambams are all. I didn't print out this Rambam on Oinig, but I wouldn't agree to that. Oinig is the actual eating and enjoying, not just not tripping. It's disagreeing with that. Okay, I'm asking. I'm asking on the Aruch
HaShulchan. My mother-in-law not tripping is going to be her only.
That's your mother-in-law, but that's
a lot of people know it. Oh, I've been in nursing homes. A lot of people are always saying
the anxiety they have to relieve that anxiety is actually better than
the 100%. There's a lot of people say that.
The Rashi himself never said it's oinig. All Rashi said is shalom bayis. He's just looking at two Rambams and he's saying in the two Rambams, one's covered and one's oinig. So the Aruch HaShulchan is saying covered on Oinig. It's not the same thing. I'm just saying it's not mamish the same thing. Fine. You want to say it like that. The Aruch HaShulchan is saying it like that. Fine. Now, here's the question. Is one mechuyev or is one not mechuyev to light? Let's say you have light on already from before. Is there a chiyev to do an action of Maisa Adlaka? This question is really asked by many, many people. Namely, the first Tosfos that we have in the first source speaks about this very issue.
Well, Rambam said chayvus, like you said, it's not mitzvah, it's chayvus.
Well, we see clearly in the Lashon of the Rambam, the Rambam wanted to say, as we were asking in the Rambam, why the Rambam is saying, don't say this is something that is not, it's just optional. No, it's a chayv. And you're mechuyev to make a bracha on such a thing like that. Says Tosfos, back to source number one, chayva. Tosfos says, "Legabei rechitzas yadayim b'chamim karli chayva. Lo havi kol kach mitzvah. Omay machroinim karli chayva. Mishum sakana d'machsudaymis. Sheher guas min nefesh." Right? We say, "Omay machroinim lo chayva. V'chamir yitvei min harishayim." So, Tosfos brought down a couple of cases of where we say the word chayva, because the Gemara is calling it a chayva. Halakas ner. Well, my machrayim is also a chayva, because it's dangerous, because of that salt that they used to have. Says Tosfos, v'yesha roitzim, some want to say, again, this is in the, we have it cut out, right over here, the first part, source number one. V'yesha roitzim leimer, dein levar chad lakas ner, don't make a bracha on lakas ner. Ooh, now we see the Rambam so clearly how the Rambam is coming to negate this. Why? From the fact that we are calling it a chayva, because our marina, like we say, my machreinim chayva. My machreinim, do you make a bracha, my machreinim? No. So maybe something that says chayva maybe does not need a bracha. Some want to say that. Vayma Rabbeinu Tam Rabbeinu Sam says the Shibashu. It's a mistake. It's not like my machreinim. So I have El Latzol Ba'am, it's saving you, my machrein. Avalokas ner hi chayva shel mitzvahs oinek Shabbos. It's a chiv of the mitzvah of oinek Shabbos. Now I want to ask you, my friends, if it's saving you from something, then you wouldn't make a bracha on it. Like my machreinim, it's saving you from bad. But avalokas ner is not just saving you. It's oinig. Let's think about that for a moment. Is the Taisus saying like the Aruch HaShulchan or not? Taisus is saying you want to know you make a bracha because it's not just dear to be matzel you, it's oinig. And I'm just showing you that that doesn't seem like it's like the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says you want to know what the oinig is, the fact that you're being saved. The Gemoy. As if chayvitz hain the tunim bracha, the I guess the chiv the kama chayvitz hain is so small. The kama chayvitz hain tunim bracha. There's many chayvitz that have a bracha. Umasha that many. It's not just this one. It's a bunch. Umasha amar tam achish leilavarach b'shem shemayitzam mudlag leimet leitzarach lefaisav lach lazika. There's others that want to say what.
Is what you're saying, if you have something lit candle.
Another reason, maybe another reason why not to make a bracha. I'll tell you another reason not to make the bracha. Why? Because maybe if it was lit, like you don't have to extinguish it. Let's say you have a lit, you have to extinguish it, it's lit. Ain't there? It's not true. So Taisus first wants to say, we find my machreinu chayva, and are you my machreinu doesn't require a bracha? No, says Taisus. Oh, that's what Tisha said over here. You don't need to make a bracha. Well, it's a chiv on the my machreinu. Yeah, but it's a mitzvah on. Okay, I hear that, but that's not what Taisus is saying. Taisus is saying the reason is because you're saving yourself from doing something. Over here, you're doing oinek. You're mimakayim oinek. That's the first thing. Number two, some people want to not make a bracha because if it's lit, I don't have to extinguish a light. I have already a candle lit. So Taisa said, that's not true. Let's say kisu yadam. Let's say you have blood that's covered. Let's say the wind covered it. So Taisa says, if the wind covered it, it's potter to cover it. When, let's say you got uncovered, you have to make a bracha. Some a kid who's born with a mila, one shita is that you don't have to do atavis dambris, meaning you don't have to make any type of little puncture. You'll be able to make some dam come out. So we see over there that you still have to. And then Taisus ends off. I'm going to say the Rav Amar Yesh. In the Siddur of Rav Amar Yesh, Hamadlik Ner Shabbos Morach Hashar Gishon. It says over there in the Siddur of Rav Amar that you have to. And then he says further by Ner Rabbeinu Tam, Shemhaya Ner Mudluk Vayim, Shetzorach Lechabes, Ulach, Zulahadlik, Gadam Lehu Sabul Vash, Leyakim, Leshleya Achar. So it's being the Raya that if it's lit, you would have to extinguish it and light it again. So first, Taisus brings down that there are people who didn't want to light it again. They didn't want to, said they didn't want to have to make a bracha. Why? Chayva doesn't mean a real chiv. We see right why the Rambam was so gung-ho against those people. The Rambam saying, no, you have to make a bracha. And Taisus wants to say, the reason why is because oinig, you're being mekayim something. I'm trying to show that very different than the Aruch HaShulchan. Oinig is an act that you're doing, not saving. You want to say it's just a feeling of not getting hurt. That's not enough for oinig. Even though your grandmother would feel very good about it, that's not oinig. That's shalom bias. That's not oinig. The Aruch HaShulchan saying there's a keim of oinig. Tosfos wants to say you wouldn't make a bracha on saving yourself from something. You have to be able to give yourself something. And that Tosfos, that's what it is. So there's two parts of lighting, which would, according to Tosfos, mean, seemingly in Tosfos, if you learn Tosfos point blank, that one, not like the Aruch HaShulchan, that if one would not have a meal, or they're eating somewhere else, they should not light in the place where they're sleeping. They should light where they're eating. Now, let's say where you're eating, people will say, well, it's already lit. Other people are lighting. But we see over here, according to Tosfos, just lighting to not get hurt is not oinig. Is not oinig. We see in Rashi, Rashi himself said that one of the reasons why we light is for shalom bayis. One of the reasons why we light is for shalom bayis. I'm just saying that we see Rashi not like that. It could be the other shitas. We're trying to bring in the other shitas. That's what they held. They held your lighting for shalom bayis. But that's the ikkar reason why you're lighting. If that's the ikkar reason why you're lighting, that's why you wouldn't make a bracha. And Tais is saying that's not the ikkar reason why you're lighting. That is shitas. That is shitas Tosfos. Okay. Now, how are we possibly like? And what about the ner itself? Does it have to actually be fire? Or it has to be an oinig de gazach? You ever thought about that for a moment? Who said it's a din ish? Kavoid? Oinig?
Back in the day, there was only Ish. Less people in life today. It's
around. Okay. So let's say Hanukkah, if you didn't make a ner, fine. We're mimicking what happened in the Beis HaMikdash. But Shabbos, Kodesh, is there a din ner because of the ner? We know that the lady lighted because she cuffs a neir shel olam. But if it's a word of light, the way Rashi for sure is learning, that we want it to be as light as date that you should eat. So who says that you can't light with an electric light l'chatchila? Who says? That's the question I'm posing. So before we see the Zerua and the Tur and Shulchan Aruch, what? How do you know?
Right here.
So let's see. Beautiful. Let's see what the Achiyeder has to say. Reb Chaim Oizer. Now I want you to understand, Reb Chaim Oizer was the greatest of generation. He had huge shoulders, and because of him, he had the wisdom.
He's talking about doing an odd job. Flip switches and electricity and reflux.
Well, hold on. He's talking about electricity on Shabbos.
On Shabbos itself.
You're right. But let's. Chaim Oizer was the one who told all the yeshivas to come to Vilna right before World War II. That's what he said. And the yeshivas came to Vilna. Well, some yeshivas came to Vilna. Mir came to Vilna with his directive. And then Mir went all the way to Shanghai. And that's how Torah came to America today. Chaim Oizer was the greatest of the great. So let's see what the Achiyeder has to say. Got a name?
Got the 10th on Zoom account. So COVID was
never counted.
It was in a sack. Built a source.
Be'enyan avlak of the electric b'shav v'yont. Said Chaim Oizer. Advar Shela, Advar Hadlaka, the keeper electric Shabbos Yomtu. Hadover Poshut, says Reb Chaim Oizer, Shechaib Zem Shemavir Machabe, that you're kindling and extinguishing. Zechaim Persam Nuzeb, come upon him by Dazpe. I publicize this many times. Zechaim Mevashal Basar Bachal Molde Electric, Chaim Shemavashal, Yechaim Kul of Cooking. Zechaim Kadav Shay Oshu with Beis Yitzchok. Also, this is as well in Beis Yitzchok. Gain Reb Yitzchak Shmelkish Zal. Av Bezdin Levov. Chudush Yerdei Sim Kochav. Chudush Yerdei Chel Beisim in Lamin Al Bashmato. The Gam of Vorosham is clear there. The Mutl Varchal Lachat Ner L'Shabbos Al-Lektri. So he's taking this base Yitzchak. And he's saying that you're able to make Al Lachat Ner. So it's not just that what he's saying, if you're Mechuyah because of it for Shabbos, so it's a regular Ner, and therefore you're allowed to make a brach on it. Rak L'Nyan Lachat Ner Chanukah B'Shem in Zayis Mitzvah Min HaMavchor. It's Chanukah, it's a mitzvah min hamufkar to take Shem Azayis. Void up the Mashiach, the Tzamdu, or Moshe, the Tavresh, Ayin Chesh, Yizor, L'Adduk, Mokash, Amdika, Neret, Kol Hashana. You should be careful when you're lighting in the play, to light in the place where you're lighting the Neret of the whole year, Ki Adlo Yeh Heker Klam. So you want to light in a different place. That's the halacha. Ner Chanukah should be in a specific place, different than the place that you normally light. So therefore, you have to light with electric, so it's not showing any difference, as Reb Chaim Leizer. But technically, if not for that, and if not for the fact that it's not Shemin, there's also nothing wrong with it. Gam lahadlik b'yantif harei meilid. Havi meilid. Lighting on yantif is meilid. What's the halacha on yantif? You're now going to create something new, which means, important halacha, that on Shabbos, to tell a guy to turn on the light is asur. On yantif, it's going to be mutter. Why is it going to be mutter on yantif? Because the whole making light on yantif is meilid, which is isur d'rabban. So telling a goy, which is one rabbanon on another rabbanon in a place where it's a mitzvah, like eating, that's where it's going to be mutter. They explain why the mailer. What are you being mailer? Da al yedei harkavas hakoyches mailer akoyes. Through mixing powers, you make a power.
Circuits, electrons, plus.
V'chein henni mailer tamid. And this is what I always say, speaking on the telephone, before, how tough race pay test, 200, and where are we holding? 95 years ago. Besides the fact that it rings, yesh lesser shim b'alidei, skira zerma electric, neilukelcha electric. Closing the circuit makes the circuit. Meaning, become a carmelite ball, the electric shell, a telephone gamma, avara, tachana, vada yesh bezem shemada. So he wants to say, avada, when it comes to lighting, no problem using electric lights. He holds it's the exact same thing. It's not a kula.
So it shouldn't be my cousin.
No, but according to him, make 100% a bracha. You tell me the last time a lady made a bracha when she lit in the hospital. So he's saying that it's a real thing.
You could light electricity and see a bracha on
it? 100%. Now, I would say even without that, you should be able to make, because if it's covered oinik, who said there's a din ner mitzad fire? It's a din of light.
Then need an LEDs up there.
What's the difference? If it's a din of light, of covet and oinig, who said there has to be fire? We're in the world where you see such a thing like that. What type of din is that? I'm asking somebody, Kasha. He's coming beside a whole din that is electric. That's why, unless you wouldn't be electric, ask yourself a question. What's a din? Unless you're going to have to say covet and oinig has to manifest in this specific way. We'll have to stop here. Mr. Shem, Rabbi Yisrael, we'll continue on Shabbos. We'll continue with the shir. We have more to say.